Bill Murphy runs Gold Antitrust Action Committee with Chris Powell, and they're working on behalf of all global gold investors. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back with us. And, you know, a lot of volatility in the markets the past few weeks and tremendous political instability and tensions increasing in the Middle East tends to turn people usually to safe havens.
I, for one, don't think that the geopolitical situation means a thing. I've never seen a gold price rise over the last 18 to 20 years either less at any time. And I think it's an excuse for a brewing market in gold and silver that's way undervalued. And there's a lot of other reasons that are powerful that are sending it up, finally. And the gold cartel, as your listeners probably know, are trying, from my standpoint anyway, trying to stop it. And I think we've got something very exciting in the works here.
You know, we've seen these markets, particularly the silver market, building up steam and momentum for what looks like an inverted head and shoulder, at least from a technical perspective, with a maybe a slingshot attempt at the previous high of 2016.
Well, it's interesting in that gold, you know, blew through its reverse head and shoulders formation, as you mentioned, for silver, and broke out in a very powerful way, and yet the gold cartel, J.P. Morgan and allies, are keeping silver under wraps and not letting it get close to 1850, and it's ridiculous. You've got the silver open interest near an all-time high. They're going berserk trying to stop it. I think it's because it's their kryptonite. I think if we do get it through 1850, which should occur, you're looking at a run to 21, and it breaks through 21, as you've heard me say many times, then I think the price goes bonkers. But I've never seen anything so ridiculous in all my life, what they're doing to try to keep silver at bay here. I think it's because they got a big problem.
You know, we've had callers, one in particular, who just called in this week on this week's show. Really, in the Gata camp, they're looking at somewhere between 50 and 500 million ounces, hypothetically, within J.P. Morgan's vaults of silver, that is, as a means to keep clients' confidence level high that their massive short positions are safe. Whereas in reality, the pittance of silver that they have on hand couldn't cover a fraction of the derivatives they've been tossing naked on this market.
Good point. One thing we do know is ever since we've heard about the J.P. Morgan stash, silver has never acted worse. It's been in a trend down here for 4 years, and because of what J.P. Morgan and allies are doing. And what is interesting is that J.P. Morgan may have some silver, or does based on the public records, it's supposed to. What about their comrades, their allies, the other shorts? What do they have for protection purposes? And of course, we don't know, but what we do know is that, as I mentioned, that the open interest on the COMEX is right near an all-time high, and the price can't even get above 1850. And it just shows the stress, in my opinion anyway, in the silver market. And once they do lose control, look out above.
One of our favorite longtime guests who's retiring soon, James Turk of Gold Money, he pointed out for years that we really need to keep an eye on the Fed's balance sheet. And last week, the Fed minutes, I couldn't help but notice them talking so hawkish, you know, about how we're tightening up and everything. And look at the Fed's balance sheet, the biggest uptick in 2 years since it's been consolidating at around $4.5 trillion.
Well, that's a good point. You know, with all this establishment talk about how great everything is in the U.S. economy. Why is, for all those recent Fed rate hikes and so on, why is the yield of the 10-year note now below 2.3%? It's a recent low in 6 months, I think, and just about gets close to when after Trump won the election. So the yields there are not saying things are so great. And in my opinion, they've mentioned this before, that they've got to inflate the system to save the system. I think that's what you're seeing in the gold market price action, one of the real reasons behind its recent rise. And that things are brewing up for some big moves in the precious metals throughout the rest of the year.
And we're certainly seeing, you know, a lot of sideways consolidation, which you oftentimes see before a big move like that. I mean, there's top folks starting to pay attention, I think, to these markets that have been beaten down for so long. I mean, who would want to even think about buying a home during an echo bubble at these levels? Who would be interested in adding to shares of stocks, even bonds, after a 30-year bond bubble? The precious metals might be the only discounted asset class worth looking at.
You know, I'm prejudiced, of course, Chris, but what Gata brings to the table is that both gold and silver are at artificially low prices that are ridiculously low. You mentioned James Turk. I mean, according to James, if gold had been allowed to keep pace with inflation, it would already be at $3,300. And that's without any other issue. So, yes, they are way undervalued compared to other assets, and I think the prices of both are going to explode, and it's liable to happen out of nowhere. But we know the bad guys are doing all they can to keep it down. Yesterday, the gold open interest went up 23,000 contracts. They're just doing everything they can to prevent this from occurring, but I think they're going to lose.
And if we look at what's going on geopolitically, that's not a primary focus, but still, during times of extreme tensions, and I can't think of a time where politically things seemed more tense. Big hot spots in the Middle East and whatnot. Here's an example. Last week's meeting with Premier Xi Jinping, I believe, with China, didn't come across as there was much accomplished at this meeting, and Russia's obviously very upset, rattling its sabers. I just would not be excited by paper assets with the threat of, you know, some serious conflict ahead.
Well, from my standpoint, like you said, I'm not much of a big fan of geopolitical events for gold and silver moving it up because I've never seen them mean anything. They rattle the sabers, go back and forth, nothing ever happens. You run hit the nail on the head when it comes to the meeting with the Chinese leader and Trump, and that didn't seem to me, too, that it went over that well, and that's a big deal because, if, you know, we get real friction there from an economic standpoint. That could be a mega deal for gold and silver, and we'll have to see how it plays out.
So far, it's been a really rock-solid year. Silver up about 14-15% on the year. Gold not too far behind, around 8-9%. And the shares still treading water, a rebound pattern over the last 2 years. What should folks be watching for, do you think, for the rest of 2017?
Well, for me, and this is just my own opinion, there's only one thing that matters, and that's whether the gold cartel blows up. If not, we're never going anywhere. All these things that we dealt with all these years, again, they haven't meant a thing. But I think they do have some trouble, and that they are going to get overpowered, and that's what it's going to take to send the gold and silver to where you and I think they ought to be, and I think that's in the works, so I'm very excited about that, but that's what I'm focusing on, and we'll just have to see if we get some change in the way they do things, and if they're able to operate at these present lowly price levels.
Yeah, I would propose that it's inevitable, that this blow-up, as you refer to it, with the cartel is inevitable, because if we look at the price inelasticity of silver and gold, I mean, I know we've talked about this ad infinitum for decades, it seems like now on the show. At some point, it crosses that threshold. I don't know if it's a chip maker or an auto manufacturer, or we have to have a strategic stockpile. Maybe it's a country. Maybe it's another Warren Buffett. Maybe it's George Soros. Somebody says, I'm tired of these paper stocks. You know, I want something tangible in my bunker. And I think at that point, when the industrial demand also comes into play, then the investment might just take off like a rocket.
Well, of course, I think this is what's coming. I'm looking for silver to run towards 50 and then towards 100. So can't happen soon enough for me. And I just hope we're getting close to that tipping point in which the J.P. Morgan crowd just can't do it anymore. And I think we're close, but every time we do get that close, they go all out to prevent it from doing so, which I mentioned earlier. Just keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, remember, that's just what happened in 2010. Gold just blasting to new highs, 1,000, 1,200, 1,300. Silver just sitting there on its hands. Couldn't break that $16-17 price level. And then you couldn't stop that train for 9 straight months.
That's my whole point. Back then, silver open interest on the COMEX was about 130,000 contracts up, plus or minus, all the way up. We're now over 220,000 contracts. It's just staggering, and almost in historic proportions of what's going on here of the bad guys trying to keep the price down. For some reason, they let it go, and I don't know what it's going to take this year to force them to cover or have them blow up, and it's a huge difference right now.
It sounds to me like you've identified a key aspect of the story, and we're just going to have to keep watching it closely. I think you'd probably agree, though, the technicals and the chart patterns are just screaming 100% gain from here. I normally don't like to put projections out there. I'd say let's watch 21 and then we'll watch, you know, 25, 26. But I see 36, 35, 36. I don't think they can stop it. Frankly, the best investment now for 2017. Bill Murphy, we appreciate your thoughts. Could you tell us more about La Metropole and Gata.org?
Well, I have LaMetropoleCafe.com. Been doing it a long time now, and people can sign up for a 2-week free trial if they like, and then my good colleague Chris Powell, who just got back from Hong Kong and Singapore, does a great job at www.gata.org, and people can get on their list, and Chris can keep them up to date and with his format. So thanks for having me.